we're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function.
It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve.
We've got to maybe do something with the internet.
Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people.
WordPress File Manager plugin exposes millions of sites to compromise. Aussie cops arrest and cuff a pregnant woman in her home for a Facebook post. Epic Games asks court to reinstate it to the Apple App Store. And MIT Tech Review slams Elon Musk's Neuralink. Hey everybody, Mark Jeftovic here with another episode of the Access of Easy Weekly Digest. We are recording this on September the 7th, Labor Day. Have a good one, comrade, and let's get right to the quotes. Last week's quote was, "Too many political solutions are solutions to problems created by previous political solutions and will be followed by new problems created by their current solutions." That was Thomas Sowell. Nobody got that one again. Let's see if somebody can get this one. "We seem to be getting closer and closer to a situation where nobody is responsible for what they did, but we are all responsible for what somebody else did." You know the rules, no searching this up online, and the first person to post the correct source of the quote to the show notes page gets their next hosting or domain renewal on us. The show notes are at accessofeasy.com/162. And yeah, you just post it in the comments at the bottom of the show notes. Everyone can see it, but we can also see who posted it first. Somebody was asking about that last week. So if you know it, post it, win the prize. Okay, so WordPress File Manager plugin bug exposes millions of sites to compromise. So WordFence, once again, broke the news that over the past few days, millions of WordPress blogs are being actively targeted by a zero-day security hole in the File Manager plugin. It's pretty widely used. It's got, I think, 750,000 installations officially, and they say that this is targeting millions of blogs, so probably even more. So if you're listening to this, and if you're running a WordPress blog and you have the File Manager plugin, you should pause this now and go check that you're on version 6.9. And if you're not, upgrade that. And, you know, now WP Core, most of them are supporting auto updates on the plugins. I would turn that on as well. So there's a few indications that the thing could be compromised by this bug. There's this really weird file name that I'm not even going to try to pronounce on the air. It's in the show notes page. But you can also install the WordFence plugin and it would detect it as well. You should also note that the plugin lists in your plugins listing as WP File Manager. There's another popular file manager plugin called File Manager Advanced. That's a different one, but if it's out of date, you should upgrade that as well. I think the current version is 3.6. If you're an EasyPress customer at the pro level or above, or you are an original EasyPress customer who's been grandfathered in, you've got Blog Vault, so we've already upgraded affected sites. Also, the folks at WordFence recommend if you don't need the file manager functionality, you should just deactivate it entirely because file manager plugins are frequently the target of hackers. And because of the kind of functionality that they provide, if they actually find a hole in them, they can usually do some serious damage with it. Aussie cops arrest and cuff pregnant woman in her home for a Facebook post. So a woman in Australia, you might have heard of this already, she's been arrested for a post to Facebook. She was trying to organize an anti-COVID lockdown protest. Video of the incident has gone viral. It's showing police officers entering the home and arresting her in front of her spouse and two children. She's still wearing her pajamas. She's 28. She's pregnant, apparently. Her name is Zoe Lee Bueller. And her post was deemed a violation of Victoria's prevailing stay-at-home order. You're not allowed to try to organize protests to violate it. So that was it. If you happen to agree with the authorities' stance on this, I think there was probably a more reasonable way to do this. They could have just shown up at her house, charged her, given her a promise to appear notice, is what they call them here in Canada. Not that I know personally. Well, okay, I do know personally. I got a couple when I was a kid for drinking underage, but that's another story. Anyway, they could have avoided a huge scandal, but instead the thing got live streamed to Facebook for the world to see, and now it's a global shitstorm. Amazon spikes job posting for union-busting intelligence analysts. So, among the recurring themes that Charles and Jesse and I frequently discuss in our Axis of Easy salons is the way big tech platforms are beginning to project power akin to a new form of nation states. Jesse calls these network states. And so when you see a job ad from Amazon for an intelligence analyst, it kind of starts to sound that way, because usually it's sovereign nations' intelligence agencies that are hiring intelligence analysts, while big corporations hire competitive analysts or market analysts or even geopolitical analysts. But intelligence analysts, it kind of makes it sound like Amazon has some sort of intelligence apparatus gathering intelligence to analyze. And they sort of do, since they have this retail platform that the entire world uses. Anyway, the frankness of the ad spurred a social media backlash, because one of the roles and responsibilities of this intended hire was to protect the company from labor organizing threats like unions. Amazon has since pulled the ad, but who's kidding who? They're probably still going to hire somebody into those positions. Another scheme thwarted by Amazon, sort of a related note, the company changed the way it routes delivery orders to gig economy drivers after it was discovered that freelancers in the Chicago area were gaming the driver selection algo by hanging smartphones in trees outside Whole Foods and Amazon delivery locations. That way they were fooling the system into thinking that they were the closest drivers to a pending pickup and they would get the next gig. Pakistan blocks dating apps, including Grindr and Tinder. So Tinder, Grindr, Sayhi, and several other dating apps have been blocked in Pakistan for promoting immoral content. Pakistan has the second largest Muslim population of any country in the world. The largest is Indonesia. And extramarital affairs and homosexuality are illegal there. Government officials sent notices to dating app platforms requesting that they accommodate their requests. They did not receive responses before the deadlines. And they are also requesting that YouTube, quote, immediately block vulgar, indecent, immoral, nude, and hate speech content for viewing in Pakistan, end quote. And of course, if you've been following our commentary on this for any amount of time, you know how we feel about it. It's a fool's errand for tech platforms to try to comply with every jurisdiction in the world. So if Pakistan has issues with YouTube, they should just block YouTube in Pakistan and see how their citizens react with that. Epic Games asks court to reinstate it to the Apple App Store. So the makers of Fortnite, Epic Games, have gone back to court asking it to grant a preliminary injunction against Apple to temporarily reinstate the game while the legal case winds its way through court. They had an earlier request that was denied, but Epic now has data showing that harm is being done to the company because usage among iOS clients has dropped over 60% since Apple banned the game from the App Store. And they did that over Epic's inclusion of an in-app purchase system that circumvented Apple's. And Apple, for their part, has announced a new appeals process for app developers facing accusations that their apps are violating App Store policies. Speaking of apps that Apple does approve of, it looks like hackers managed to slip one past the goalie. Quote, according to security researcher Patrick Wardle, Apple approved an app that contained code used by well-known malware called Schlayer. Schlayer is a Trojan downloader that spreads through fake applications, bombarding users with an influx of adware. Schlayer is the most common threat to Macs, cybersecurity and antivirus firm Kaspersky said in 2019. Wordle's blog is called Objective-C. That's S-E-E. And we link to that in the show notes. Don't worry about it. Includes an interesting backgrounder on Apple's historical claim that Macs don't get viruses. Describes how that statement is nuanced and highly subjective. Macs do indeed get infected with malware, and the aforementioned Kaspersky report noted a sharp uptick in malware threats against Macs lately. By lately, I mean over the past couple of years. MIT slams Elon Musk's Neuralink dog and pony show. So I've noted before, some of the most notable luminaries of the Tesla Q collective are experts in fields that Elon has tried to bluff his way into. You know, one example is Tesla charts, for example. He was an engineer who worked in solar energy for a long time. He took one look at the solar shingle proposed by Musk and he called BS on it and started covering Tesla from that point of view. I linked to a Quoth the Raven podcast where Tesla charts kind of goes into that, but don't listen to that with your kids in the car, okay? Anyway, Musk is making more grandiose promises that his forthcoming Neuralink will cure everything from depression to cerebral palsy. And this time it's the turn of actual neuroscientists to chime in and add a dose of reality to that. The MIT Technology Review called it, quote, neuroscience theater, end quote, in a scathing review of Neuralink's product update that was live streamed over YouTube. Quote, in a lot of ways, it's kind of like Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires, end quote. That's how Musk described it. But as the MIT piece observes, none of the claims are anywhere close to being reality, and many may never happen at all. Although the live stream is described as a product update, there's no usable product from the company. And the article's author, Antonio Regalado, who is MIT Review's senior biomedicine editor, thinks that might be for the best, since most of the claims made were highly speculative. So, in his usual circus ringmaster style, Musk produced a pig said to be implanted with a Neuralink, and it just kind of, you know, snorted around a pen, and it was hooked up to an oscilloscope, and it was generating beeps and tones that were supposedly keying off the Neuralink implanted in the brain. And that was it. That was the whole thing. One commentator on Twitter said, quote, I did not spend 5 years getting a neuroscience degree to watch this man-child literally brain a pig on stage, end quote. The rest of the article proceeds to throw cold water on Musk's fantastic claims, pointing out how Neuralink hasn't produced any work toward depression, mental illness, let alone cerebral palsy in the last 4 years, hasn't addressed how to solve the corrosion problem of putting an implant in a brain for years on end, not to mention scientists still don't even know how thoughts, feelings, or emotions even manifest in the mind. And that's a topic I pick up in my next book about techno-utopianism. Remember, if you run a Tesla Q website and you face deplatforming pressure, shoot me an email, we'll get you set up, and no one's going to be able to touch you. Brenna Smith and the role of Bitcoin once nation-states embrace digital currencies. So this week on The Axis of Easy, Charles wrote an amazing piece about small business and little guys fighting against big everything. I love that phrase. I can't believe nobody's thought of it before now. And Jesse wondered out loud, who really knows what their smartphone actually knows about them? We link to those in the show notes. And then on The Salon, Jesse and I had the good fortune to speak with Brenna Smith, an investigative reporter currently writing for Bellingcat. She also runs her own newsletter called CryptoSint. We talked about where Bitcoin will fit in once the world's governments make the move to digital currencies. Note, we're careful to call them digital currencies and not cryptocurrencies when we speak of the government versions. That's it for this week. Remember, the show notes page is at accessofeasy.com/162. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay sane, and have a great back to school with the kids in whatever way that is manifesting for you. I know my kid is going back for in-person classes, reduced class sizes, reduced schedule, like 2 courses. They split her school year into quarters, and she's doing 2 courses per quarter for the year. So that's how she's starting high school. I know it's going to be different for everybody. So good luck with all that. And I hope we all pull through this together. Have a great week. You
that's the thought that's using entrepreneur. You gotta keep those women working, but you're looking good, I swear. That's Bangladesh. Rhymes with your fresh. You just got more.